thing. The high school football season starts this weekend, and we thought we would give our old pal Coach Tom Foolery a call. He is in retirement, the longtime head coach of Lollygag High School. Let's call his house somewhere in the hill country and catch up with Coach Tom Foolery. It's been a while since we talked to him.
Yeah, we don't get to call the field house anymore.
Yeah, calling him at home now.
Hello, field house.
Is this Coach Foolery?
Hello there.
Hey, it's Dunham & Miller on the ticket up in Dallas. We thought you were retired. You're in the field house?
Well, hey there, Musers. Well, I've got a field. It's basically a farm, and I got a barn, so I still call it the field house.
Oh, okay.
I'm out here with my combine, my tractor, my dog, Oski. We're looking to you know, at least get one hay cut this year, but I tell you what, it's been so dry, I may not get that. It's so dry, the Baptists are sprinkling, the Methodists are spitting, and the Catholics are writing rain checks.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice again.
Awesome.
Are you enjoying?
Guys, I hadn't seen you guys in so long. The only one I've seen was George. I bumped into him at Cowboys training camp up there in San Antone.
That's right.
He was at a restaurant with his daughter. Who knew that George Dunham had a 24-year-old daughter named Mercedes?
George.
I don't have a daughter.
Well, then who was that?
I didn't run into him at a restaurant. I saw him at training camp.
Boy, and they are affectionate for his father-daughter.
Like, what did you observe them doing?
Well, she was just hugging on him, calling him her big sugar daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're retired. You don't coach high school football anymore, but I know you still keep in touch with the whole Lollygag scene. I guess they're all ready for the season to start, huh?
Well, it's ironic. After they named Foolery Field for me, I kind of disappeared from the program. And, guys, this might be a little bit sacrilegious, but football's not that big of a deal down here no more.
Oh, no.
How could that be?
Well, the demographics have changed quite greatly for Lollygag. We don't have no more Demetrius Washingtons or Bodie Lemons. I really don't know how to say it other than 90% of the kids on the team last name ends in Z.
Okay.
You know, when I was coaching, everybody wanted to play quarterback. Now the big battle is for kicker. 42 kids wanted to be the next Zendejas. But I tell you what, they got a hell of a soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
It's real good. Swim team is even better. You should see those kids practice. They practice at night in pitch black, and they turn on the sirens and put the floodlights on them.
Oh.
Those kids make Michael Phelps look slow.
All right.
Oh, my.
Oh. Well, so the football program, I guess they're not expecting a good year.
Gordon wrote that one.
Do not rope me into this, Coach.
But I tell you what, we still have our friends down there. Mike Shenanigan's still the head coach.
Oh, okay.
And, he's promoted Bob Clown around to the offensive coordinator. Willie Wiseacre runs the defense, and now the special teams is run by Alex Smart.
Alex Smart.
Whatever happened to Fuji?
Fuji, he went back after the earthquake. He had to get back to some family matters.
Oh, my gosh. And we went back to Japan.
Yeah, I keep in touch with him because I've got modern technology now. I got all these bells. I didn't know if I told y'all, I'm a millionaire.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, I got a $15,000, $8 million square foot home. It's a boom town down here. We hit oil big. I don't know if you guys have heard of this Eagle Ford Shale.
No.
Yeah, it's black gold, Texas tea. We got more guys down here looking to drill than the line outside the Kardashian house.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's big time. It's big time. I just leased half my ranch out, and boy, I'm telling you, it is booming because they do have a new technology when it comes to finding oil, and it's called they shoot high-pressured water into the hole. It's called fracking.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard of that?
Not for oil, but yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, George, because in my day it sounded like fracking. We called it something else, and we weren't shooting water, that's for sure.
How's your wife, Mavis, doing?
Well, thanks for asking, Craig.
Sure.
Mavis has not been in good health.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I took her to the doctor last week, and he said, it's not good. And I said, well, Doc, what is it? He said, well, it's one of two things. Either she's got Alzheimer's or she's got syphilis.
Oh, my.
Oh. Huh.
I said, that's kind of a big difference, Doc. I said, can't you tell the difference between those two things? And he said, well, Tommy, the tests are similar when they come back with the results. I said, well, how will I know? And he said, well, I guess there's only one way to tell. He said, put a blindfold on her and put her in the truck and drive her out to Carrizo Springs somewhere and let her out somewhere she's not familiar with and haul tail back home. And he says, and if any way at all that she finds her way back home, whatever you do, don't nail her.
Oh, my gosh.
That is ridiculous.
Well, give our best to Mavis.
Doctor's orders.
Give our best to Mavis.
All right, guys. Bye, musers.
All right, always great to hear from you.
See you, Coach.
There he goes, Coach Tom Foolery. Another lollygag.